Good afternoon. Clouds continue to increase and thicken, and showers are breaking out across the Catskills and parts of the Hudson Valley, mainly south of I-90. A disturbance swinging through the Great Lakes is transferring its energy toward the coast. Meanwhile, a low-pressure wave over the Tennessee Valley will intensify and use that energy to form a deeper storm off the coast of Atlantic City. This storm will then track up the eastern seaboard over the next 24 hours. On this track, rain will be more likely across interior New York and New England for the remainder of the afternoon and into the evening hours, as we see temperatures hold steady or perhaps climb a touch toward the 50-degree mark. We'll slide back through the 40s after sunset tonight. Overnight, cooler air will begin to flow in, and parts of the Adirondacks and Green Mountains will see a transition over to some wet snow. And across the highest terrain, we may see a dusting up to a few inches of snow by early tomorrow morning. The rest of the region will see the steady rain wind down as scattered rain showers. We'll also have areas of fog overnight as readings dip down into the middle and upper 30s. For tomorrow, skies will remain mostly cloudy, and as the storm intensifies over the Canadian Maritimes, we'll pick up a gusty northwesterly wind that will add to the chill in the air as temperatures only reach the middle and upper 40s. We'll see scattered rain and snow showers pass through from time to time as well. We'll dry things out on Friday night, and high pressure will build in on Saturday. This will bring us plenty of sunshine in the morning hours, although the next fast-moving disturbance will already head our way for Saturday afternoon, and by evening we'll have increasing clouds. It'll be dry for the daylight hours on Saturday, with highs holding in the mid-40s. That disturbance will swing through overnight Saturday night with a shot of some light snow showers, especially across the higher terrain, but this will pass by Sunday morning, and during the daylight hours on Sunday, we'll look for a mix of sun and clouds and highs in the middle to upper 40s. It'll stay dry with a mix of sun and clouds and highs in the lower 50s early next week with high pressure in control through Tuesday, but the next system will bring some snow showers our way on Wednesday with highs back into the 40s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, winter storm warnings have been issued for tonight for far northern Maine. Low pressure tracking through the Gulf of Maine will spread rain across the region tonight. Then the rain will change to snow from north to south into tomorrow morning and continue as snow during the day tomorrow with heavy accumulations expected. 8 to 12 inches of snow is likely by the end of the day across northern Maine. In central Maine, where the changeover will occur later in the period, heavy snow is less certain, and winter storm watches have been issued for the possibility of 4 to as much as 8 inches of snow. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 93 degrees at Lake Forest and San Pascal Valley, both in California, to a low of 12 at Alamosa and Gunnison, both in Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City cloudy with rain in the mid-50s, Boston cloudy with rain developing and highs in the lower 50s, and in Buffalo cloudy with rain and highs in the upper 40s. The average high temperature in Albany today 52 degrees, the average low 34. The record high 72 set in 1948 and the record low 15 in 1951. Sunrise this morning was at 6:35 a.m., sunset this evening 4:42 p.m., 10 hours and 7 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Thickening clouds with rain moving in today, highs in the mid to upper 40s. Rain tonight, changing to snow in the mountains and lows in the 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy with rain today and highs in the upper 40s to around 50. More rain tonight with lows in the lower 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, thickening clouds with rain moving in today and highs in the upper 40s. Showers tonight, perhaps some wet snowflakes mixing in, with lows in the mid to upper 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy with rain today and highs in the upper 40s. Showers tonight with lows right around 40. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90, thickening clouds with rain moving in today and highs near 50. More rain tonight, also areas of fog with lows in the upper 30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, blustery and cold with scattered rain and snow showers in the mid to upper 40s. Sunshine giving way to clouds on Saturday, mid 40s, snow showers Saturday night. A mix of sun and clouds on Sunday in the upper 40s, partly sunny Monday and Tuesday in the lower 50s, and a chance of snow showers on Wednesday, windy and colder with highs in the lower 40s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.